I'm only like 5'7".
Wow.
Yeah. I feel a little short around it, but it's funny. Because when I first met her, she was kind of crouched over and in pain. And 3 weeks later, she's tall or walking tall, mostly without her cane nowadays. She's doing really good.
Good.
Her health has improved. It's good to see that. You know, she needed to get out of a bad situation, and I was more than happy to offer a better situation for her.
Yeah, she was really stranded there for a while. Good thing that she had you to fall back on.
Well, I'm not anything special. I'm doing what I would have done for any friend, you know, someone that we developed a friendship over the fall. And how it happens, you know, if it hadn't been for these conference calls, I would have never met all you guys. I would have done it for any of you, too. The situation came up.
I want to welcome the next caller. This is a great call. Location.
Susan in Michigan.
Good morning, Susan. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And the next caller, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Valerie in Half Moon Bay, California.
Good morning, Valerie. How are you?
Hi, thanks. Good to be
here. All right. For being here. And we are live on BBS already. We can hear one of Daphne, her songs. This is Heis Minderhout, a great healing call. Starting here in a few minutes. Welcome, everybody. And the next caller here on the conference call, please say your name and location.
This is Mike from Westwood, Nebraska.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right. Thanks for being here. I don't know if it's Don or Dirk in the studio. Cannot currently not hear the background music on the phone line.
No, we got up. Hello, good morning.
This is Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay. Did you get my email? Did you get an email from me?
I have not, no. You say that's okay, I don't think that's okay.
That's okay. It's about mail being hacked into or something. You know, I'm just getting some weird mail. So some of it, and then it went from my mailbox.
Can you hear our music now?
Yes. Pardon me?
Yes, we hear it. Thank you. Dirk, right or not? Or is it Don?
Absolutely, Dirk.
All right, Dirk, how you doing, man? All right. Stay on the grid healing call. Thanks for being here. Thanks for doing this for us. If we had another person join in, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Francis from Concord, California.
Hi, Francis. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
All right, thank you for being here. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Marilyn.
Marilyn, you made it. How are you?
I've only called 100 times and gotten a busy signal.
Oh. Yeah, Dave told me you ate way too much chocolate or something.
Welcome, Marilyn. That was Heis's comment.
I like to reveal the truth.
You're telling me there's no such thing, Marilyn.
Yeah, really.
I'm going to welcome the next caller. This is the Great Healing Call. Please say your name and location.
Susan in Delaware.
Charlotte.
I hear Susan in Delaware. And who's the other lady?
Carolyn from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hi, Carolyn. North Carolina. Welcome to the call.
Hello, Wim.
Wim isn't here yet.
Oh, welcome. Okay.
Say your name and location.
Michael Waterly.
Good morning, Michael. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
I'm trying to wake him up. Did you hear that,
Mike?
Terry's still waking him up.
Say your name
and location. He's awake.
Terry, how are you
Hi,
doing?
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Terry.
I'm doing good.
Hi.
You sound yesterday.
I sound what?
You sound a little bit better than yesterday.
Yes, I am.
Great.
Yes.
Right. All the best to you.
Are you taking the laminine?
I've been sleeping.
Have you? Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You needed it.
That's right.
I meet you. I haven't been able to get out of bed. It's so comfy.
No, there wasn't.
No, we were talking on the phone.
None of my business.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Morning, Zoe, Sacramento.
Hi, Zoe. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing? How are you guys doing?
Good. Being here, Zoe.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Right.
I cut the music a little loud.
I asked earlier it dropped out, and then I asked it to be pumped up a little bit. My end is not too loud, actually. It's actually perfect. So it's kind of loud on your end?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's the result of chocolate on the eardrums.
Dang!
Well, it sounds perfect here. But I'm just a guy.
That's because you both are hard of hearing.
Paul, please say your name and location.
Mary, Lincoln, California.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Don from Brexville. Hi.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Joel in Chicago.
Hello, Phil, welcome to the call.
Joel, not Phil.
Joel, right? Yes, all right, Joel, I recognize your voice. How are you, Joel?
I'm doing well, how are you?
All right.
Hi, this is Carolyn, and I'm in Sacramento.
Hello, Carolyn, back home?
Yeah, well, I have two homes now, I guess.
You have many homes, I guess, huh?
Yeah, hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Zoe.
And if there are more people who joined us, welcome everybody. If you have not announced yourself yet, feel free to do so. We are live on BBS Radio on the internet, and welcome everybody who has joined. We are waiting. What was your question? Good morning, Rock. Do you name a location?
We have a lot of shy people today.
Maybe so.
It's one of the first mornings in a while we haven't got a whole lot of echoing background.
Good thing.
I'm clear.
Terry, do you know about when?
Yes, let me go check on his progress.
All right. The dishes can wait until later, okay?
Pardon?
The dishes can wait until later.
No, he's not doing the dishes.
Okay, okay. he's just coming in with on the conference.
Okay.
So he'll be here in a moment. And I welcome the person who just joined in. Say your name and location.
Good morning, this
John
is Donna from Kingman.
I hear Donna from Kingman. Good morning,
yes.
Donna. I hear John. Where are you from, John?
Yeah, John from Aspen.
Hi, Aspen.
Yeah,
John.
I'm from Los Angeles.
Hi there. David in Minnesota. Good morning.
Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Thank you for being here. And I believe more people have joined still. If you want to do so, please say your name and location. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Well, thank you all. Morning, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. We have sleepwalking people calling in. Good morning, welcome to the call. Name and location.
And this is Ruth in Minnesota.
Hey, Ruth, welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Actually, pretty good.
All right. Good morning, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good morning, hi. This is Yvonne from Florida.
Hi, Yvonne. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Hi, dear.
Caller?
Hi, it's Jenny from Ontario.
Hi, Jenny. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being here, Jenny.
Rick, hi, was sitting.
Good morning, Greg. How are you doing?
Hey.
All right. Thank you for being here. Good. Welcome to a good healing call. Please, a location.
Is it just my phone where the background music periodically goes mute?
That is correct. I hear it too on my end. To save the Maryland's battery issue, I won't put it up any further. You know, you're many people here on the conference call, so it probably has to do with that, I guess.
Hypnotic and it mesmerizes.
Yeah. Well, the more people that call in, the more trouble I have with echoes and faulty.
I want to welcome those who have just joined in here. I want to do so, please say your name and location.
Ben from Portland, Oregon.
Good morning, Ben. Welcome to the call. Let's see, I think we have a little bit back. Keep the line clear. All right. I wonder if Wynn is present over here. Good morning, Wynn. Daphne playing in the background.
Isn't it beautiful,
right? It is.
I want to buy me a flute.
The, some of the special is still active. You can buy her record online for a download. And I believe it was only like $6 from.
See, this is an old enough crowd where that record thing works. You just dated yourself, I.
What's that?
Older wise. I yeah, well, absolutely. With age comes wisdom, if you're lucky. Now that most people talk about, I mean, you just said you can get the record. you're in the genre here, but that's okay. Other people go, oh my God, what's that? Whereas the older crowds would say the 45 or the.
Yeah. You know, when I hear a record, I think of it being recorded.
I'm just here to
welcome to the next caller. This is a great healing call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Seattle.
Repeat it, please. I couldn't hear you.
This is Anna from Seattle.
Hi, Anna. Morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Thank you.
right, it's 9 minutes after the hour. Terry, are you here with us?
I'm here. Hold on, let me go check on him again.
His phone line just dropped out. He has an issue with his phone.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Because I know he was calling in a while back.
Let us be patient. Is there anyone else on this line enjoying a cup of coffee?
I'm making tea.
All right. Right, all right.
Where's that?
That's a gentleman, guys. The PBS. I welcome the next caller. Welcome to the call. And again, for those who just joined in here recently on BBS Radio Online, welcome to the call. We are waiting for Wynn to be present. He was earlier here, but then his line dropped out. I think he phone going on. Let's hang in there. Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, I'm Steve from Concord, California.
Hi, Steve. Welcome to the call.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Now, Steve,
Wynn's having the same problem Marilyn had. Tell him to put the chocolate away.
Yeah. What do you say, Joe? Mentioned it, it has become very obvious to me.
You sound really rough. Are you okay?
Is Gabriel on the line now? Hello, Gabriel.
He might be on BBS. Getting the dogs inside.
Oh my God! Now my computer is frozen. I can't. Are you on your console?
Yes, I am. Are you ready to go?
No.
Lines are muted.
All right. Whatever, huh? Okay.
Okay, Wynn, I'm going to start the recorder.
All right.
This conference is being recorded.
Good morning, everybody. This is December 30th, I believe, 2012. My name is Wynn Free. This is our Sunday grid healing. And I can't mute and unmute people. Everything is stuck today. So I guess we'll just continue. Hang on just one second.
you know, any action I can do or win, so let me know if I can assist.
This is one of those mornings. Very light. I'm not loud. Thank you. Well, Doug, I'm glad to know you're listening. That's a good sign.
He needs healing. Don is a little bit under the weather.
That's Doug. That's not Don.
That's Doug, yes.
Well, that's not...
Your voice sounds good on the conference line, though.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not on Skype. I was on Skype, but my computer froze, and I couldn't find my Skype headset. Nothing was working, and Terry woke me up last minute because I was sleeping. So let's talk about arriving last minute, and what do you do when you arrive last minute, and you just get in the door, and God, this is supposed to lead to something wise, and people have all these expectations of you. And can you meet the expectation? No, you can. I can never meet the expectation. You can't meet the expectations. As soon as you're thinking of people's expectations, you're thinking of pleasing them. And as soon as you're thinking of pleasing them, there's a you and a them. You're not in the moment. And you can't please other people by trying to please them. And you can give people the idea that they can control you if you have that need for being pleased. And then if they play that option, then you will think they're getting pleased, but in fact, they're manipulating you by their approval. And that's fairly common. It's a fairly common thing that happens in this realm. So if you're going to come from spirit, if you're going to come from your truth, if you're going to come from your, autonomy, from your authority, from who you really are, somehow or another, you have to move beyond pleasing people. Because, now, I don't think that means you have to be disrespectful or unpolite. It means that you can go through those things because there are social graces that help people feel more comfortable in your space. It's just that look at yourself in relationships, in interchanges, to see if you have that component of pleasing someone, of wanting to be liked, of needing their approval. Because when you are doing that, on some level, you're taking a position of unworthiness in yourself. And if you are unworthy, you start to separate yourself from spirit. So one of the keys is feeling worthy. And sometimes to feel worthy, you must act worthy, even when you don't feel it, and act. What is worthiness? It's value. How do you value yourself? And do you value yourself truly? Do you truly value yourself? Do you experience yourself as an expression of divinity in a body?
that you are part of all that is in your little human body. I mean, you can say that out loud, but do you know that to the core? Can you talk to your friends? Can you be with other people? Can you be with your wife or your husband and come from that place of being part of all that is? Because when you do, it wakens up people around you to be part of all that is. I mean, they don't know it. They don't have to understand that terminology. They just feel love. And if they're feeling love, they are being part of all that is. That's the key. Now, they may not understand it. They may not hold it when they go off to the next thing. But when they're around you, you will have woken them up. But not because you tried. Not because you did anything. But because you were in your center and you put that energy out and they got it. But when you are letting yourself be controlled by other people, when you are needing, now they're not bad. It's not that other people are bad and they're running around trying to control you, because it's not the other people that are controlling you. It's your need for approval that's controlling you. And if you have a need for approval, then you can't help but being controlled regardless of anyone else's intent. So, first step is noticing whatever you have that comes in as need for approval. Now, if you notice the way we started this, and let me say that I've learned to trust myself. So I've gotten somewhat good at it. What have I gotten good at? I've gotten good at jumping in, knowing that if I start on something, that I will get on the flow. Now, I used to be able to do that when I would write songs or poems fairly easily. I would start writing, and I didn't know how the song was going to turn out, and I would keep going, and before you know it, I had this amazing, I would look at it and say, did I write that? Did that come through me? Because it would write itself, and it would be so much better. In fact, so much better doesn't even describe it. It would be beyond anything my conscious mind could dream of doing, the way it all fit together. Now, I think in some sense, in some level, I was kind of channeling I don't think, not channeling exactly like, say, Terry or Daphne do it, but accessing these higher aspects of myself and allowing something to create itself so that I would expand. And I was expanding and tapping into levels of my own being consciousness that I was nowhere close to on a conscious level. So, you know, life is somewhat similar. You take a step, and one step leads to another, and one step leads to another, and one step leads to another. But you don't really know the outcome until you get there. And if you're busy worrying about the outcome, you won't take the steps. You will be stuck because you'll be so worried about it. If I do this, what'll happen? If I say that, what'll happen? What if I get stuck in front of all those people? And I'm in the middle of, how can I say it? In the middle of talking, and I go blank. What if that happens? That can happen. And so it's learning to have the courage to take a step without knowing the outcome, and then taking another step without knowing the outcome, until you let things happen and see what occurs. Like, you can start simple. Take a walk and see where you end up, but don't have any idea whether you're going to turn this way, that way, or the other way. And start to get used to this idea that you don't have to control it all. You don't have to control, I won't say you don't have to control anything, because you do have to control certain things. But in general, you can let go of this controlling aspect that we have, that wants to know everything, that wants to know the outcome, that wants to rehearse, that wants to look good, that wants to make sure everyone approves of us. And that as you feel those things, you have automatically sabotaged yourself from getting the results you want. Now, I'm not saying this is one of those areas where Daphne and I have discussions about form and formless, because we operate very, very differently in that regard. And I have learned many things from watching how she operates. And I don't know if she's learned anything from me or not, but she is very much a master of form. And sometimes I disagree with her about how that actually works. And I think that it is, on its worst side, it's counterproductive. Because if you operate from the formless, to me, the form builds around it. And then by the time you're finished, you have a form. Like, for example, we have 3 conference calls a week. We have team shift. We have, we're on BBS radio. People are hearing us around the world. But it didn't start out because we thought we were going to do that. In fact, I was thinking when this was first happening, in kind of a normal idea that, well, I'm supposed to write books. I'm going to get this out to the public through writing books. Of course, I wrote The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And then the second book, The Creator God book, at some point I said, geez, how can you sell books? No one even knows what you're talking about. It sounds so crazy. So I said, well, give it away. But that decision happened 2 or 3 years after, at least 2 or 3 years after I wrote the book. And I don't plan on changing that. So I would be very happy to give away 1 million copies of the Creator God book, because there's something about the work we're doing that by giving it, first of all, people don't know what it is. Then I'd have to be sitting here talking to you about all the great things that are in my book and why you should go down to the local bookstore and get it. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. And everything I'm talking about now doesn't have to do with the book directly, at least up to now. I'll probably get into it. One thing leads to another, and the form creates around the formless. So life itself becomes somewhat like a song, that you write a line, like again, you write a line down, then you write another line down, and you didn't have an idea of where it was going or how it was going to end up. And before you know it, you have, you know, 40 lines that perfectly match each other. Well, let me say, in writing songs, they never perfectly matched. They never perfectly matched, because I'd have to go back and edit it. But it was close enough that it made a point. And it made a point that I didn't even know, oftentimes, that it was going to make that point when I started. So, certainly, well, the work we're doing here is similar. It's got its own legs. It gets to where it goes. New ideas come in. Other people start adding lines to it. If you take the song image, for example, putting up all the audios of our shows in an archive file, something Bogdan did. And I thought that we actually do had an archive file before that, because we send our emails out through GetResponse, and they create automatically an archive file. Some of you may have used it. But when Bogdan changed it around so it looked aesthetic, where it looked a certain way, suddenly many, many more people started using it. And geez, in a very short time, it's become our most popular location on any of our websites. It's called www.thespiritchannel.net. Now, I can understand why it's popular. It's popular because it has hundreds of these calls on it, and these calls are filled with great inspiration, with communication from other dimensions, and great energies, and that when you're becoming first acquainted, and even after you've been acquainted for a long time, listening to the calls helps you get into that space of creating from nothingness, creating from the void, and seeing, learning how to do that, even in small ways, in your own life. And I mean, did you ever notice how somebody's got all these? Now, again, there is an alternative. The alternative is starting with form and letting spirit fill form, as opposed to starting with formless and letting the form build around spirit. And, you know, I'm not sure one way is better than the other, except I don't know how to do it. The second way. I don't know how to do it starting with a form, because for me, forms are constricting. I said earlier that Daphne needed a form, a strong form, in order to flow inside of it. And as I've come to observe Daphne and watch how she is, she would sometimes describe herself like water, and that she was, in responding to a form, she would fill the form, as she could fill the form, and the form would come to life. And if there was no form, which is where the void is at, if there was no form, then she would just get watery and disappear. She would just, there was no container for the receptive yin energies that she would hold. So one of the things that's been so hard for her in her relationship with the work she started and I started, she started it actually, but with the famous ride to Portland, does anybody want to talk to me? But one of the things that's been difficult, and I didn't understand this, it's only taken me years to see it in perspective, is that it started with absolutely no form, which meant she had no container. And when she had no container, that's part of the reason she was subject to negative attacks. And as everything has grown, as everything has, you know, that was 10 years ago, and as we started to be more manifesting into the world as we are now, then there was a form that was growing that was its own, out of its own nature, and she could now fit into that form because it would contain her energies. And she had to not only fit into it, she had to trust it. She had to come to the place where she thought it was positive. There was nothing wrong with it. And so that's an example of different ways, different natures approaching, we could call it creation, because this is an act of creation, it's an act of co-creation, and that every one of you is actually part of creation. Because as I talk and you listen, and we move from that place of formlessness into form, then we are all creating the form that this particular talk takes. It's not, I mean, I may be saying the words, and yet I'm hearing intuitively the feedback of the universe from the words that I speak. And each of you is in that universe. So, in a sense, you're part of the creation. The Elohim and Ra groups are part of the creation because they are part of the universe that is feeding back energy into each word. And as we get that feedback, and I respond to it, and you respond to it, and if I'm doing a good job, by the time I come to an end, it will have an energy of oneness attached to it. And we can feel that. And that was us creating it. Because I couldn't talk like this. Let's just suppose I was in a room talking. I could do it writing a song, because I was in I couldn't start talking like this by myself and have it come out right or as cohesive. Because there was no one listening. It takes someone listening to make it all coalesce. And you can tell there's energy present because when I stop talking, there is that familiar rush of energy into that void where suddenly the space is bigger. You're bigger. I'm bigger. And we did it together.
And once that happens, we are in the middle of flow. And when you're in the middle of flow, life changes. Because new things come in. It's reacting or interacting creatively with life. Not just responding, not just reacting, but interfacing. Now, I know when I say that, some of you are saying, yeah, but I have these problems. I have this issue, that issue. My son is schizophrenic. My so-and-so lost his job. Well, in some way or another, there has got to be a way in every situation for you to find the flow in that situation. For you to come into that situation and let go of your preconceptions, let go of one of the ways people block flow is because they worry about other people, particularly their close people. They worry about them. And I think that worry is okay because it gets your attention. And when your attention is gotten, then it prompts you of the need to do something. But the problem is there in fact something to do? Is there a way to help? Because sometimes that is not obvious. And you freeze yourself into this posture of needing to help someone. And in that freezing, you totally lose flow. You totally lose spontaneous opportunities to interface. And you can have that worry and concern for years. And some of you can relate to that and know that's true. And suddenly, there is no flow. So, if there's no flow, nothing happens from spirit. You need just even the slightest amount of flow to get the ball rolling on the higher realms. And the question is, how do you do that? Does it mean you stop caring about your children or your husband or your mother? No. But care with a sense of, how would we say it? Reality. Know that if you do just being concerned, just being afraid, doesn't lead to a solution. In fact, in many cases, it leads to making the problem worse. The problem gets worse because you're not looking at it creatively. Sometimes you want to eat somebody else's karma because you love them. And I don't think it's possible.
I think you'll start taking on their karma and modeling them. But it's their karma. Each of us has our own position in the universe. Each of us. Totally unique in being the center of our own universe. And if you think you can fix someone else, you can't. Now, you can love someone into fixing themselves. That is perfectly possible. And you can love yourself and radiate self-worth and radiate your own connection to the universe in such a way that other people can model that and they can have tools to shift themselves. But they have to make that decision to do that. You can't make it for them. You can't do it for them. You can only be in the center of your own being. And if you're in a state of worry and concern, now that has one benefit, that it does let a person know you care about them. And if letting someone you know and love, if you communicate that care, for some people, that can create healing. And for other people, it can create this idea of sucker. So you can't follow a rule here. You've got to figure each situation out on their own and come to a conclusion about it yourself. On some level, you are always in the middle. You are always in power. And you were the decision maker, and your life is going to expand. It is going to change based on the nature of the decisions you make every day. So if you want to change your life, then you have to watch very carefully what your decisions are, and maybe even change your decision-making process, the way that you made decisions in the past. Maybe even start noticing your decision-making process. Notice it so that you can even know the decisions you make that you don't realize you're making. You don't realize that you're having a process and that because you make the decisions so automatically. Like somebody says, come over right now, we need you. Okay, well, you make the decision and you come over. Now, if when you show up you always have a joyous time, then you could say that decision was something wrong with it. But if when you show up, you don't have a joyous time, and there's other things taking place that are uncomfortable, and you say to yourself, why did I show up? Why did I do that? It was no fun. Well, now you can see how you have to make change your decision-making process, because maybe there was no, just going there was to meet somebody else's approval and to do what someone else wanted, and it didn't go anywhere, though. It didn't lead to a joyous interchange. It led to a difficult interchange, and yet every time they call, you do it. Could be with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and you always go to the same place.
what I mean about making decisions. You know, there's one aspect to humans that is afraid of the void, actually afraid of it, because the void, obviously, is what's going to happen next. You're not in control. And so there's an attempt, there can be an attempt to fill all the space up, to, anytime there's a little space, to put something in it, regardless of what happens with that thing. And before you know it, the spaces are all filled up, and there is nothing new that can happen. You're stuck because there's no space. Now, you know what? While we've been talking, if I did this right, I've been multitasking, and maybe I got my Skype working. Hang on a second. Let me see here. Testing. Hello?
Sounding good.
All right, good. So we have switched to Skype. This is better. Is this better? This must be better.
Other. I'll unmute the other one.
Yeah. Doug was saying how the other one wasn't louder. And this is what happens when I wake up. I should say wake up when someone wakes me up, and it's 10 minutes before the call. And truthfully, I would have slept in today because I recovered from these colds really fast. We both had colds. The last time we got a flu, it hung around for 3 weeks, and it was because we were going to Los Angeles, and we didn't give it any recovery time. We were doing an expo, and we just had nonstop, and we had to work through the onset of the flu. So this one is like 2 days, I think, 2.5 days, and it seems like it's on its way out. And if I didn't have to do this call this morning, I would have slept in. And believe me, if I hadn't developed my confidence and my ability to go into this flow and start talking and pull it out of wherever, I would have said, hi, why don't you do it this morning? But here we are. Now, I'm getting my computer on. I'm getting everything in order, because one of the aspects of this call that we have learned how to do this, I say we because I don't have a clue, okay? I mean, if someone had told me 4 years ago, this is what's going to happen, this is how it's going to feel, I wouldn't have understood it, period. But one of the things we've learned here is what I call creating a group energy. Now, what is a group energy? It's hard to even explain that until you feel it, which many of you have done on these calls, that you feel an energy on the call. And one of my criteria for sensing when a group energy is present, and this is a test that you can apply in different areas of your life, when you have a group energy present, when people are combining their energies in other dimensions, because you can't see that, but one consistent indication is that when you stop talking and when you stop interacting, there's this very comfortable space that you can feel
and the person with you can feel. They may not even call it group energy. You can do a test, say, stop talking for a moment. And if people can't stop talking, if they have to keep talking in order to be comfortable, they haven't tapped into the group energy yet. They're trying to create the energy out of their conscious self by talking. And that's a different experience. It's not negative. It's not bad. But it runs down. Group energy doesn't run down. Some of you know we can be on these calls and you don't want the call to end, even after 2 hours, because the energy we've built is so beautiful. And again, you notice I stopped talking, and the energy is there. And we are in the group energy. You can feel that energy. Some of you can feel it moving through your body. Now, within this call, I've given a lot of keys on how you can create group energy in the circumstances and situations around you. And for me, now, you may not operate like I do. You may be one of those people that needs more form and have to create within the form. But no matter what, the principles hold the same. And first off, you have to let go of control of the outcome. Second off, you have to let go of being overly concerned what people think about you, and trying to please them. Now, that doesn't mean to disregard other people. For example, people do make judgments. And if you want to really communicate with someone, if you want to create a group energy, you might do your best to try to avoid having them judge you. In other words, if you're going to a meeting and you have to look good, then you should look good. Wear a tie, wear a suit. Because if you don't, you might get judged. But beyond that, you have to stop worrying about what people think. You have to trust your intuitions. You have to be willing to step into something and not know how it's going to come out, and learn flow. And you can start experimenting in very small ways, like take a walk and don't know where you're going. And every time you get to a corner, make a decision. Should I turn right? Should I turn left? Or should I go straight? And then that is letting go of control to see where you end up. Sometimes you will be led to just the right place. And finally, don't push the river. For some of you, this is going to be a new concept. And don't judge yourself for the ways you've been. In other words, don't judge yourself for wanting to please other people. But learn to observe it and start to move out of it in little ways. See if it's really effective. See if the relationship is getting enhanced because you want to please people. Because oftentimes you'll have that pattern, but it's not working. It's not doing anything for you and for the other people. And they get bored with you. Do you want people to get bored with you? I don't think so. But that's what trying to please someone else ultimately leads to. Or else they try to control you and they try to get things from you. Oh, she likes to be pleased. How about loaning me $100? That will really please me. Make it $1,000. You know, when you have that predisposition to want to please people, people will take advantage of you. And you may not say no. And there's a lot of energy in the first time you say no. There's a lot of payback for you. Now, on our Sunday call, we do this personal visualization where we make a connection, or we attempt to make a connection with those sources that are actually part of us. In what we call other timelines, other dimensions, and get their help in moving us through obstacles. Now, remember, they don't do it. They help. I guess one of the ways to get them started is to ask. And we have a healing list, and we have a number of people that have sent things into that list, which I'm looking at right now. So we're going to move into that group energy space. And the thing about that space is it's huge, and it just flows around things that you extend it to. So I'm going to read. You don't have to be. We're going to have plenty of silent times for you to put things in the light. But right at the moment, I'm going to focus on a few of the people that made submissions to our list. And as I say the person's name in this city, let's just send the light to these people. Now, when we do this, we're doing it for their highest good and honoring free will. And sometimes people ask for things that are probably not going to happen. But it's not up to us to know whether that's true or not. We're just going to send impersonal energy, love, support to their situation.
Hey, Lynn?
Yeah.
Could you give us the website for the healing list?
Oh, yeah, okay. The healing list is healing.intelligent-infinity.com. And, you know, the idea of this list is to go look at it and take moments of your own meditation and see if you can connect with source energy, with the group energy, while you're looking at the list. And that makes you start to interface. What we're doing is really conventionally called prayer. But I'm using a different way to describe the same end result. So we have Victor in San Antonio, Texas, who is looking for prosperity in his trucking and real estate business. Terry, you're starting to make background noise.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
Mm-mm.
Let me just see here. Is my cough? There we go. We have Kathleen, who is looking for guidance on the perfect place to live for herself and her cats in the chosen area. Ease and speed in finishing packing with time to clean and relax. All of this to be accomplished easily. Karina in Burbank wants love and healing for family. Provide a stable, healthy, loving home for the children and increase abundance. You know, every time we can tune in to somebody's request, we're also bringing that energy back to ourselves. We are getting the same things we're asking for. Linda in Greenville, Kentucky. Please heal our nation and take care of our people and give the people we elected to do the right things to govern this country according to our Constitution. Please protect the people that are suffering hardships with health, finances, and joblessness. Please, in the light, get this nation into the light and protect us all. Can you feel her care in the way she phrased that? Thank you. Thank you so much, Linda. And, you know, in the case of our nation, those of you that read alternative things, and if you don't read them, you should. You should be checking things out, because at this point now, there are hidden agendas, secret societies, that are very much controlling things that we would think would be operating in our best interest that are not. And they're powerful. Anne in Dallas is sending the light to her baby. Isaiah. Ben in Oregon has been a hands-on healer for years. Chronic pain and disease. As a result, my left hand and both feet shake. He can't play his flute or trumpet anymore. For the Sufi seeker, let's send the light to Ben's hands for healing. Scott in Palau, Washington.
To Barry.
Oh,
B-A.
Oh, it's Barry. Thank you for it's Barry, not Ben. It's my groggy morning eyes. Look, Ben. Barry in Oregon. And Scott in Palau, Washington. And he's 34 years old, suffered with Crohn's disease. Now, in this case, it sounds like somebody is sending the light to Scott. It's not the person. So let's just send the light to Scott for his healing. And Rick in Iowa City. Agnes needs emotional strength. And another one from Rick. Wendy San Mateo needs healing on her back. Another one from Rick. Gabriel needs help with her anxiety behavior. Susan, Los Angeles. Healing for severe bronchitis of 5 weeks duration. Let's just see her chest being cleared. Marcia, healing on all levels and wholly capable of living a life in full service. And Marcia does work even where she doesn't think she's adequate. She holds the light for so many people. I know Marcia's been in our group for a long time. Thank you, Marcia. And John sends the light to his teeth, gums, bladder, and prostate. And Marcia sends the light to Jim Cole, her friend Jim, and to his vitamin company, supplement company, and Seth in Orlando. Help with a happy, prosperous career. Robin, personal healing for naturopathy, diabetes, and physical, mental, emotional healing on every level and abundance in every way. Terry, would you like to read some of these?
Yes.
Okay. Don't say their last name. Just say their first name and their city, okay?
Okay. Rosalie in Arlington, Texas, for her sister and her husband. They're having financial problems and rent and car. Put them in the light that they find their way to prosperity. Geody, love light. To Eric, her son in Thailand, for his healing, pain and fear and anger, childhood traumatic stress. Jody, the universe's angels and light workers to assist the removal of the negative evil entity that is in her body. GOP, Tim Kelly, suffering anxiety and burnout, helping stay grounded and find inner strength. Healing for her mother, Sheila, healing for her sister, Eva, who is dying. She's been in great pain for years and taken off morphine. Debbie, please send peace and healing energies for my husband. He's going through treatment for lung cancer, which has spread to his kidneys and lymph nodes. Rena, to clean the planet of dark influences that blind us to the truth. May a golden light enter Earth and help mankind in his time of need. Kathleen in Denver, issue with Bank of America.
needs clear guidance on how to handle this.
All right, we better continue. And right now, I know there's people that we didn't read you, that you didn't send it in, or you're just thinking it. So let's think it. Understanding that the universe is telepathic. Our sources are telepathic. And in the energy field we've created, it makes an easy access for things that you think to be heard by the higher realms. So take a moment and put those things in the light for yourself or the planet or the people you care about. And we'll do a quick healing visualization. Personal healing visualization, which we do almost every week. But what I noticed, are you guys noticing? You know, as we get into this, we're like an hour and 15 minutes into it. An hour and 15 minutes from this grumpy guy that woke up to this beautiful energy we're having now. Now, when I used to first feel this on the line, I used to think, is anyone else feeling this? I could feel as we went into it, this energy flowing through my body. And my heart opening up, and this great sense of balance and connection. And then I started getting emails, and everyone was feeling it. If you're feeling it, you are learning to feel what some people call the Christed energy, the energy of love. From the universe moving into your body in a way that you know it's there. It doesn't have to do with believing anything. And it has to do, remember I said at the beginning of this call, being one, having the realization, the conscious realization, that you are part of all that is. And right now, if you're feeling that energy, you have let go of your separation. You have opened yourself up to be a container for that energy that's radiating through the universe. It's always there and flowing into you. And the universe is all one energy, as we've said many times, but you're in the middle of that experience. And we start out with the energy of the earth. The earth, who is going through a transition right now, sometimes called Gaia. And we see that energy coming right through the ground, through your floor, and into the bottom of your feet. And let's just tell Earth we love her. She's a good friend to have. and bring that energy of the earth up through our legs, through our bodies, through our chest, through our head, up to the through the top of our head, up through our ceiling, up through the sky, up through time and space. And we come, I say we come, because we're already there, so it's not exactly true. But we're there because we all hung in while I was talking, and the energies were coalescing and combining. But we move into that place where all of our individual energies coalesce, combine, touch each other, blend, braid. Into the moment of truth of oneness. Now we are not glommed together. We are always maintaining our individual sovereignty. You didn't leave your body and join a glom. You stayed in your body. You stayed connected with the earth. This energy went through the top of your head. And at some point, we met each other. And we allowed by free will choice a blending to occur. And we can feel that loving energy right on the line. Now we're going to invite our sources. They say they're two group souls, the Elohim group and the Ra group. And they can blend with our energies. And we invite them to do so. Now, if you're feeling that energy, you have done it. You have made connection. You are being paid attention to. It is real. And you have begun the process of learning how to hold that space. Let's bring the energy back down. Okay, and the visualization is there's this huge group energy, and we're moving back down, like unrolling an electric cord, an extension cord, back to the top of your head, through the clouds, through the sky, and move it through your body. And notice, as soon as it comes into the top of your head, some of you feel this great expansion of light around the top of your head. And down through your nose, your mouth, your neck, and your heart. Of course, very quickly, what's in your heart that you want to get rid of? This is the time to do it. Any anger towards anyone, any resentment. Let this energy surround it and let it go. Any judgment on yourself, any things you've done that you felt guilty about, release your guilt, release your shame. Don't do it again. But forgive yourself for the past. And if there's things you don't even know are in there, which we all have judgments against ourselves from things we've done in past lifetimes. Let them go. The known and the unknown. Free up your heart. move the energy down to your solar plexus, to your genitals, to your legs, and back into the center of the earth. And see if you can experience yourself as the cosmic being that you are. This body that's in the middle of this huge energy that goes out from the bottom of your feet and up from the top of your head. For some of you, you feel like a buzzing in your body. Some of you feel like electricity running through your body. And many of you feel that you're expanded. Not a feeling that you're always familiar with. Most of us feel contracted. And you are not contracted now. You have entered into the experience of your cosmic self. Put again those things in the light for yourself and your planet and the planet. Those healing requests. And I'm going to call in the light. And
Win, Daphne is also present on the call.
I can see there.
And four.
Daphne, are you there?
I am here.
We don't really have enough time to bring a message through both you and Terry at this point. And I think for the energies we've created, that Ra'an is the best choice. Do you feel that presence?
Yes, I think that that's fine. That's wonderful.
Okay, so let's call in the light, and maybe on Sundays we'll alternate between Terry and Daphne, bringing through the Sunday message. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. Chris, we've just done this. I'm just doing the shorthand. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature
must leave now, and we invite our sources to give us a message, a transmission, through Daphne in Half Moon Bay, California.
Greetings. We greet you in the love and the light of the one infinite creator. We greet you on this sixth day of Christmas, of the Christmas cycle of the 12 days. We greet you at this time of the balance, of the equanimity, of the perfection that is in the still point, that is in the knowledge that one is neither higher nor lower, that one is neither bigger nor smaller, that one is neither better nor lesser. One is indeed part of the whole. One is a unique expression of the divine, and it is one's inherent birthright to express this expression most joyfully, most assuredly, and from the deepest recesses of the God consciousness present in every single one of your cells. Your physical cells, your cellular structure, is exploding with light. The miasm, the blockages, the detritus, the density, this is being moved, removed, as we speak. Go with this process. Go with the flow. You may, and indeed we suggest, you take time to spend quietly with yourself. Pay attention to those things which bother you, those things which you find difficult to be in. Your frequency is changing. Your frequency is uplifting. And as such, frequencies which are grating, frequencies which are not incompatible stance with where you are now, you will find you need to bless them, release them, and remove yourself from them. You are in a time where your life will start to change. Your life will start to change quite dramatically, because those aspects of your life which were based in lower harmonics, lower densities, lower structures, and three-dimensional thinking, these kinds of things will not contain your essence anymore, nor are they nurturing for you anymore. Your platform, your feet, your foundation is now fully a interdimensional foundation, an interdimensional foundation which fully recognizes the vast magnitude of your interdimensional self. You are learning to go back and forth between all different aspects of yourself, and learning to be very masterful at this. It takes time, and it takes patience. Know that when you call on your higher self, when you call on Ra, or the Elohim, or Ra'an, or your guides, or your angels, they are there for you. They can never not be there for you. You are a child of the infinite. You are a child of the infinite collective consciousness, of the intelligent infinity. And as such, all that you need, all that you desire, all that is requisite for your unfolding is available to you. Patience, fortitude, focus. This is our directive to you. Blessings on this sixth day of Christmas. We leave you now. But, as our dear heart Terry would say, we do not.
Thank you. And there is one of my sniffs. Excuse me, Gabriel. Hang on. We hold this space, and you could call it a sacred space. It's sacred because many of you are opening that vulnerability inside of you that you have longed so hard to open, and you're holding it now. And you're not opening it to a member of the opposite sex or the same sex or a friend, although you could, it has that potential. You're opening it to yourself and to the greater universe, if you'd like to call that God. And you're opening up to that love of the universe. And it is sacred. And what we can realize is that when we open up to that space, and we have a group energy, as we have right at this moment, we become co-creators of the universe. And we can use our ability to put intention on top of the group energy that we have. The group energy in of itself is being. It just is. We are tapping into the moment. We are moving into what is. And by putting it, our intention on top of that, we are participating, architecting what will become. And as our sources have explained to us many, many times, we are not in total control, our little group, of what will become. But we are a seed group, and we are creating seeds, and there's no guarantee that this will happen. If this happens, it's because we create the seeds, then we water the seeds, and we let them grow, and we expand so we touch other people, and that other people that are doing something similar, if they're out there, are doing the same thing, because there's a huge amount of power in this. And we need a lot of power, as well as love, because we're dealing with these huge negative forces that are also creating group energies that have their own negative intentions that would have different outcomes than what our intentions would be. This is truly what it means to be a spiritual warrior, to be able to hold these kind of intentions even in the midst of people holding counter-intentions to transform our planet. And so we bring these energies from the center of the universe as the ground crew, which has volunteered to do this. We bring them onto our planet, into our planet, and we move in and around all those dark energies. So we start out by moving in and out of the dark energies in our own lives, all those people that are holding you and pressing you and pushing you, and just let the energy flow through them. Don't judge them. Don't resist them. Flow around them. Flow around your family, your neighbors. Surround everything in this energy that we are bringing in from the higher realms. And as a group, we have a huge amount of power. And we see this energy flowing into all those areas of government, of control mechanisms, of banking, of people with negative agendas. And we ask right now for every assistance possible to do what we cannot do in our own physical embodiments, to disable nuclear weapons, to disable those things in chemtrails that are harmful to us. We ask for those people in power and control to feel compassion and have their own sense of oneness, that as they hurt others, they're hurting themselves in the most cosmic of senses, that they might have that awareness. That we see a world of love and brotherhood unfolding. And that those plots of the negative, nefarious plots, to obstruct the free will of people, the synchronicities occur to bypass them. We send the light to the dolphins and the whales, and to the economy, and to the smooth transitions, and the supportiveness of people in creating camaraderie and fellowship if times get hard. And I was going to say when times get hard, and I think it should be when, but I don't want to project that as an absolute. So I'll say if. But each of you should be preparing yourself just in case, with extra food, extra water, and developing local support groups. So if things get tough, you'll have a group that's supportive. And that could be a church. It could be anything. So people can come together and work out problems as a team. And it will be much easier to find a support group now than it will after things get tough. Because those people that have established their connections will be harder for them to open the door to loads and loads of desperate people. The energies won't be as strong. So it's much better to find some local support group right now. Perhaps a Unity Church that has somewhat liberal views on spiritual things. Some communities have senior centers. Go to the senior center. That will become a point of connection for people if things get hard. Volunteer for your local Meals on Wheels, because that will help ensure that you'll have food to eat. Just by doing that, it creates the energy of receiving. Let's see that energy flow down to all those areas where there's potentials for earthquakes. The Ring of Fire will go up from the western coast of South America. The Ring of Fire is all those land masses surrounding the Pacific Ocean. And as we have learned, those areas where the energy is out of balance and there's an earthquake fault is probably the highest propensity of chance for an earthquake. And the area, the land masses surrounding the Ring of Fire, the Pacific Ocean, are the highest volatility. So let's direct this energy from South America up the coast of western coast of South America, up the western coast of Central America. We see ourselves penetrating beneath the surface and into that area where there are faults underground, and surrounding these faults with good energy, and moving into the center of the earth from where we're doing it. And Mexico, the western coast of Mexico, California, the western coast of California, San Diego, Los Angeles, Ventura, Santa Barbara, San Francisco, the whole San Francisco area, Northern California, Oregon, Washington, Seattle, Vancouver, Mount Hood, Mount Rainier, up through Canada, across through the Alaska, down through the eastern coast of the Soviet Union, or the Russia, no longer the Soviet Union, down through Indonesia, Japan, Hong Kong, Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, Hawaii, the New Madrid Fault, around St. Louis area, the Mid-Atlantic Fault, the Canary Islands, and everywhere on our planet where there's potential for an earthquake. We surround our planet in this blanket of loving energy. And while we're surrounding our planet, we ask all those areas that have drought, that rain might fall, and crops might grow. And we surround all those people with disease, health problems, health issues, for healing. We ask that support and energy be extended to all of those people that are reaching for spirit, that are praying, the light workers, people that are reaching and wanting to be of service, that they can learn and feel how this works. There are multi-millions of people on this planet that came in from higher realms, that our groups call them wanderers and starseeds. They came in, and the reason they came in is just to do this kind of work we're doing here, because they have the ability to connect easily to the higher realms, because they're from there. But oftentimes, they never have one example in their life to help them remind them of the connection. And they're here to be the ground crew. And you know what? You guys are those guys. You realize you don't have to be perfect. Sometimes when you think of things like that, you think you're exalted, you have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect, and you never will be perfect. It's just that you have the ability to create these resonances, to connect with these frequencies. And many of you have recognized that this is home. This is who you really are. This is your purpose. And you don't need big fanfares of like, what are you supposed to do? You're doing it. And it doesn't matter if you have a shingle on your door that says healer inside or shaman, or if you just walk down the street and uplift the vibrations. How you manifest this energy, that's your choice. Each of us is unique. Just giving a reference point here so you can feel the energy. We're giving this to each other because we need each other to create the flow. Again, those of you in need of personal healings, healings for friends, shut your eyes for a moment. Put all those things in the light. Put them into this energy field. Include them in this energy field. Include yourself. Move it through your body. Ask for healings. Ask to heal yourself. Ask for miracles. So we are going to now end this session. It's 12:55. I thank all of you for being here. I thank all of you who are volunteering, all of those who are new volunteers coming in. By the way, for volunteers, you know, on our Sunday calls, sometimes at the beginning of the call, I get into really deep things, which are good to transcribe. When it's repetition of the same thing, I don't think you need to transcribe it every time, like the healing sessions. But use your own discernment to figure out what you should or shouldn't, or ask someone who is kind of working with you on this for their opinions. You know, transcriptions have never been as important as they are right now, because so many people are going to our Spirit Channel site, and you know, it's if you realize what we're doing here, we're having hundreds of these things on the Spirit Channel that people can access 24/7. They can access wisdom. They can access energy. These energies are on the calls, and I know many people are using it and playing them nonstop in the background, and it's working to hold their energies up. If you're one of those people that keep falling backwards and you feel the energy on the call and you fall backwards, play these things on your way to work. You can download them into your iPads, to whatever. Play them instead of watching TV at night. Keep a flow going, and before you know it, you will be anchored in the higher realms. And people are doing it, and it's working. And it's right on the web with over 10,000 people. I want 10,000 hits. Could be many of the same people, but that means they're using it. And the transcriptions that go up there are going to help people. So on that note, thanking everyone who's volunteering, thanking Terry and Daphne, thanking Heise and Gary and Edna, and thanking all of you that keep showing up to our calls and helping to hold the space for this. And I think tomorrow we're going to have Carla Ruckert on. I think she's well enough, but we'll do another discussion of the raw material that has been very popular in the past, where we talk about it. And on that note, I'm going to unmute everybody.